They're for fellowship.
早上敬拜的时候，我们看见这一台有一台空的椅子。
This morning, as we worship, we see that we notice that there is a empty seat over here.
我想一个是 Del King， 一个是 Sister King。
One will be Brother King and one will be Sister King.
还有四个空的椅子。
But there are four empty seats over here.
我们不需要替弟兄姊妹把那个座位留在那里。
We don't need to reserve the seat for them.
我相信住在这里的话，听得一定更清楚。
Those who sit here will be more clear than ever.
在那个马太福音这里讲到登山宝训的时候
，In Matthew we will see
那个时候很多人聚集在那里听主的讲话。
When they come together to hear the Lord speaking，
那个时候也没有麦克风
，There is no microphone over。
所以我相信大家都希望坐在很前面
，So everyone wants to sit at the front。
那今天因为我们有这个麦克风了
，But having the microphone today，
所以我们就不觉得有那个需要要坐在很近。
Then we had a feeling we don't need to sit very at the front。
但是即使在今天这个时代
，But in this age，
坐在前面跟坐在后面还是有不同。
Sitting in the front and sitting at the back has a big difference。
因为在夏令会的时候，我因为有孩子的缘故，所以我是坐在后面。
In the conference because of the reason of my children, I need to sit at the back.
所以我不能够抱着孩子坐在最前面。
I can't, you know, carry my baby and sit at the front.
但是我有一堂因为是不带孩子的，所以那堂我坐在最前面。
But one of the session, I need not carry my baby, so I sit at the front.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹，那个感觉是不一样的。
And I can tell the saints that the feeling is different.
不知道为什么当你这个人在弟兄姊妹当中的时候，你的感觉是不一样。
I don't know the reason, but when we sit at the front, sit in the midst of the saints, the feeling is different.
所以有一天，当如果我有机会到天上的时候
one day if I come before the Lord,
在那里要敬拜的时候
when we will worship him,
我一定跑到前面。
We will surely go to the front.
因为在前面可能保罗坐在那里。
The front may be
Moses
will also be there at the front.
所以到前面一定跟后面不一样。
So sitting at the front and at the back will be a big difference.
所以在我里面就有一个羡慕。
So I had a yearning within me.
虽然都在天国里面。
If we are all in the kingdom,
但是还是要来靠近。
We should draw near before the Lord.
天天都要靠近。
Every day we should draw near to him.
坐在后面也可以靠近。
Those sitting at the back should draw near to him.
坐在前面也可以。
But those sitting at the front can think otherwise.
所以最重要的你总是在。
But the most important thing, our heart should be before him.
我们先来一点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你帮助我们继续在你的面前。
It pleases you that we can come before you.
当我们在你的面前的时候，你的心是何等的喜悦。
Oh, your heart fills with joy when we come before you.
因为召集所有你的儿女。
Because when the children gather together,
让他们都来靠近。
Oh, that we can draw nigh to you.
今天早上，让我们的心都来靠近。
Oh, may our hearts draw near closer to you.
你也对我们说话。
Oh, do speak to us, Lord. In your precious name, we pray.
在这聚会的里面。我们的弟兄跟我们交通到天国。
In the conference, our brother speak to us concerning the kingdom.
特别是讲到我们在这个天国里面应当怎么样的生活。
Speak to us concerning what should our living be in the kingdom.
弟兄就用了马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章来讲到在天国里面的生活。
Our brother used Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7 concerning the living in the kingdom.
所以我们里面就有这样的一个感动。
So in our hearts we have such a feeling.
我们盼望能够用这暑假的时间，我们来看一看，这个在天国里面应该怎样的生活。
We hope in the summer we can use Matthew to talk about the kingdom.
我们都翻开马太福音第五章。
Let's open to Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章里面，一开始就告诉我们， 在天国里面那些有福的人他应该有什么样的性格。
In chapter 5, it speaks concerning what should the people be in the kingdom.
这里不但我们弟兄告诉我们不但讲到那个福气乃是讲到那个有福的境界。
It speaks not only concerning the blessedness of being in the kingdom.
所以我们在主的面前不是要得到某一个福气。
Not only we want the blessing from him.
乃是我们要进到这个有福的里面。
But we want to enter into the blessedness of the realm.
所以在第一件事情告诉我们的乃是在天国里面我们应该有什么样的性格。
The first point is that what kind of nature should we have in the kingdom?
讲到我们这个人有在属灵的里面应该有什么样的特性。
In the spiritual realm, what should our nature be?
然后在第五章十七节以后一直到第四十八节
Chapter 5, verse 17 to 48,
我们看到这个马太开始用不同的方法来讲。
Matthew used a different method in speaking.
在这里主耶稣常常提到旧约里面的律法。
The Lord always used the law in the Old Testament.
然后他又讲到在新约里面我们应当怎么样行。
And he speaks also concerning what should we do in the New Testament.
所以在第二段里面乃是提到律法。
So the second point is concerning the law.
然后这一段讲完了以后就开始提到三方面的事。
After this, then he mentioned three things.
他首先讲到施舍，然后讲到祷告，然后讲到禁食。
Firstly, he speaks concerning. 好好。The alms. Then prayer. And fasting.
所以这三方面是讲到我们在天国里面应当怎么样侍奉。
It speaks concerning our services.In the kingdom.
所以这一段呢可以说是天国的侍奉。
This is the services in the kingdom.
然后下去以后那个主题又有一点改变。
Then later, there is a change.
就从第六章十九节到三十四节。
Then from chapter 6 verse 19 to 34,
这里讲到关于我们的价值的问题。
Speak concerning our values.
一个活在天国的人他在地上的价值在哪里？
Those who live in the kingdom, what is his value?
是在今生的忧虑呢，还是在天国的义？
Is it those are the concerning the things in the world or those in the king in the heaven?
所以从第五章第一节到第六章三十四节，这里是讲到在天国生活里面的四个重要的因素。
So from chapter 5 to 34, chapter 6 verse 34, it concerns four important points in the kingdom.
然后下去就讲到我们应当怎么样我们是应该怎么样来进入这个四件事。
Then, the fifth point concerning how should the ways we should enter into these four points.
所以这里是一个道路的问题。
So, it's concerning the way.
怎么样我们可以有这个品格。
How can we have such a kind of character?
怎样可以达到天国的标准天国的律法。
How can we reach the kind of a,The man in the kingdom.
怎么样能够有属天的侍奉？
How can we have a spiritual service?
怎么样活在那个属天的价值的里面？
How can we live in such kind of spiritual value?
所以他告诉我们，你们要祈求。
So he speaks concerning how we should pray.
你们要寻找。
We should seek.
你们要叩门。
Then we should knock.
最后一段。
The seventh point.
这里
Sixth point.
这里耶稣就讲到选择的问题。
The Lord speaks concerning the matter of choosing.
这里他说有两个门。
There are two doors.
有两种树。
Then two trees.
这有两种根基。
Then two foundations.
在我们应当怎么样做选择
？How should we choose?
这就是马太福音五六七它整个内容的中心。
So these are the points in Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
如果主这样带领我们的话
If the Lord lead us,
我们盼望一个礼拜我们讲一件事。
We hope that every week we speak of one point.
所以我们有六个礼拜加上今天一共七个
7 Lord's Day.
我们一起来思想怎么样来活在天国的里面。
We try to meditate on how to live in the kingdom.
今天我们主要来思想这几件事情它彼此之间的关系。
Let's first talk concerning the relationship of these 7 points.
怎么在 头四件事情里面最重要的
The most important thing
乃是我们的性格的问题
Concerning our character
所以这个性格乃是在天国生活里面的一个中心
Character is one of the main points in the kingdom
然后有这个律法的问题
Then we have the law
有这个服事的问题
Then we have the problem of the service
有这个价值的问题
And we also have the matter of values
这三方面都是围绕这个性格的
These three points encircle the character
没有这个性格就没有办法成全天国的律法
Without the character we cannot fulfill the law of the kingdom
没有这个性格就没有办法有天国的侍奉
Without the character we cannot have the services
没有这个性格就没有办法产生属天的价值
Without the character we cannot bring forth the values in the kingdom
所以我们首先来思想一下这个品格跟这个律法的关系
So firstly we try to meditate concerning the law and the character
今天我们常常思想律法却忽略了品格
Many times we think concerning the law but we forsook the character
不但我们在属灵的事情上是这样我们在家庭的生活里面也常常是这样
Not only in the spiritual values but also in our family
我们常常为我们的孩子定下一些律法
We always set some laws in our family
我们盼望孩子是一个爱整洁的人我们就规定他东西一定要收好
We want our children to be clean so we want them to you know clean their room
我们规定什么时候一定要把那个东西收好
We want them to you know arrange their things properly
但是如果一个人他的里面没有那个爱干净的那个个性的话
But without the character of being clean
整天活在那个律法的里面是非常痛苦
Every day we are living in the law of wanting to be clean
我们做父母的人常常忽略了一件事就是把那个爱整洁的那个品格带给那个孩子
We always lack one thing of having the character of cleanliness to be put in the children
我们总是注重在那个律法的方面
We always give importance in the matter of law
我们认为只要把这个律法定好那个孩子就会慢慢学好
We feel that setting up the law of cleanliness in the children that will be enough
品格乃是更重要
But the character is more important
在我们在美国的中国人中希望那个孩子能够讲中国话
In the Chinese families we want the children to speak Chinese
所以我们有一些时候规定在什么时候一定要讲国语
So we want them to speak Chinese at certain point
如果那个孩子的里面没有对中国文化的一个爱好我们很难让他活在这个地方的家
But without the character of wanting to speak Chinese then it's hard for them to speak Chinese
所以讲国语是一个律法
So to speak Mandarin is a law
如果这个孩子里面对中国有羡慕的话那是一个品格
But if the child has such a desire to speak Chinese then that is the character
如果那个孩子有这个品格的话讲国语不是一个问题
So having the character of wanting to speak Chinese the law of speaking Chinese is not a problem
如果没有这个品格的话讲中文是一件非常痛苦的事
So without the character of speaking Chinese then keeping the law of speaking Chinese will be a hard time
同样的在教会的里面我们也应该要注重这个品格
In the church we also need to pay attention to the character
我们读圣经的时候我们知道怎么样敬拜神
In the Bible we know how to worship God
我们知道我们都应该来赞美
We know that we should praise God
所以我们可以定下一个律法每个弟兄姊妹来教会都要赞美
So we set up the law that every person should give praise to God
但是如果没有那个个性的话没有那个品格的话
But without the character
里面没有对神有一个赞美的灵的话
But without the spirit of wanting to praise God
没有办法活在这个律法的下面
Then we cannot live in the law of praising God
我们盼望每个弟兄姊妹来到聚会里面都能够交通
We hope that every saint, when they come to the meeting, they should share.
这是件很好的事。
This is a very good thing.
也是符合圣经的事。
And it's according to the Bible.
但是需要里面有这个品格。
But we need the character.
这里面有一个饥渴慕义的心。
We should have a yearning heart.
一个弟兄姊妹里面对神的话有饥渴。
We need to have a yearning heart among the saints to love the word.
来到聚会里面，他才有神的话交通。
So when they come to the meeting, they have the word to fellowship.
所以不能够只重在那个律法。
So we should not pay much attention to the law.
乃是注重我们里面的性格。
But we should pay more attention to the character.
如果没有这个性格的话，律法是一个瑕疵。
So without the character, then the law is a kind of bondage.
但是如果我们里面有这个个性的话
，But with this character.
这个律法就把我们的个性彰显出来。
Then we express the law through the character.
下面我们看看这个律法这个侍奉跟性格的关系。
Now we can see the relationship between the character and the services.
我们都盼望弟兄姊妹有服事。
We hope that the same group will serve.
特别在夏令会里面吴慧熙弟兄讲到一件事，这让我的印象很深。
Especially in the conference, Brother Hosea Wu speak on one thing.
他讲到那个陈设饼。
Concerning the showbread table.
那个陈设饼都是祭司吃掉的。
The showbread is eaten by the priest.
那个祭司必须要在会幕里面来吃。
And the priest should eat it within the tabernacle.
不在会幕里面就吃不到陈设饼。
Not being in the tabernacle, they cannot eat the showbread.
所以换句话说，不在服事的里面就吃不到饼。
So without the if you are not in the service, we cannot eat the showbread.
对，所以要服事并不是表示神缺少什么。
Without the service, it doesn't mean that God has a lack of something.
并不是因为神缺少什么，所以要用什么来服事。
It's not because God needs services, so we need the saints to serve.
而是在服事的里面，我们的生命就长大了。
But because we are in the services, our life grows.
所以我们总是盼望弟兄姊妹能服事。
We hope that the saints will serve.
但是服事不能够没有品格。
But without the character, the saints cannot serve.
所有的侍奉都是从这个品格里面出来的。
All the services grew out of the character.
好比说，如果你在教会里面负责弟兄姊妹的联络。
For example, when in the church we are in charge of the relationship between the saints.
但是里面没有那个爱弟兄的品格。
But in us, we don't have the character of loving the brothers and sisters.
那个服事做起来真是很苦的。
So in serving without that kind of a character will be very hard.
或者你在教会里面的服事来自释放主的话语。
For example, our service in the church is to speak concerning speak.
但是在里面没有主的话。
But inside of us, we don't have the word of the Lord.
那件事情比什么事都还痛苦。
So that will be a very hard thing.
弟兄姊妹可以试试看。
We can try.
哪一天那个主日就是交给你去讲。
For example, on one Lord's day, you are assigned to speak.
但是这里面却没有主的话。
But in us, we don't have the word of the Lord.
我还找不到一件事比那个事更痛苦的。
That will be the hardest thing to tackle.
我们在主的话语之中有一点学习的人知道那件事情是非常痛苦。
We who are in the service knows how hard it is.
如果你的服事是在带领弟兄姊妹唱诗歌。
If our service is to lead the saints to sing.
但是你的心里面一点都没有喜乐。
But in us, we don't have the joy.
里面也没有赞美的灵。
We don't have the spirit of praising.
站在弟兄姊妹的面前也是很难受。
So to stand before the saints will be a very hard thing.
没有这个个性就没有这个侍奉。
So without the character, we cannot have the service.
这个侍奉一方面呢是帮助我们建立这个个性。
Not on the one hand, the services help us to build up the character.
所以这两件事情是彼此有关系的。
So these two things are interrelated.
我们不能够等到说有一天我的个性，我在主里面的生命已经完全成熟了，我就出来侍奉。
We cannot wait until our character is already built up, then we start to serve.
那你就永远没有侍奉的机会了。
Then we'll never have the chance to serve.
因为我们不可能一下子就得到一个完全的性格。
Because we can never have a complete character.
这个性格乃是在侍奉里面产生的。
The character is built up through the services.
圣经上就提到两个人是谦卑的。
In the Bible, there are two persons being be concerned having patience.
一个是主耶稣自己。
One is the Lord.
他说我的心柔和谦卑。
He said, my heart is lowly.
另外一个是摩西。
And the other is Moses.
神称摩西是一个谦卑的人。
Moses is a person who is humble.
摩西怎么样成为一个谦卑的人？
How can Moses be a humble person?
乃是40年跟以色列人相处产生的那个谦卑。
Because he is with the Israelites for 40 years, then he had a character of humbleness.
在摩西在服事以前，他不是一个谦卑的人。
In before the services, before the service, Moses is not a humble person.
他用自己的力量来打死一个埃及的人。
He used his own strength to kill the Egyptians.
但是经过40年的侍奉以后，摩西的里面产生一个主神的性格来。
But after 40 years of services, then he started to have a character of humble.
如果我们今天不来侍奉神，
so if we do not serve the Lord today,
我们永远不会得到那个属天的性格。
We can never have the spiritual character.
只有在侍奉里面，我们才发现我们的性格是何等的不像神的性格。
Only in the services can we find out that our character is not up to God's standard.
我们学习侍奉的时候，我们身上有一点侍奉的担子之后，我们就常常会抱怨。
But learning to serve, we started to find out that our character is not good.
我们就发现为什么其他的人不侍奉。
We started to say that why the other saints will not serve.
向神抱怨乃是我们侍奉里面产生的第一件事。
To complain is the first thing that happened in the services.
当神叫以色列人出埃及的时候，有一个目的。
When God wants the Israelites to came out of Egypt, He has a purpose.
叫他们在旷野里面侍奉神。
Is that they should serve God in the wilderness.
但是他们在旷野里面头一件事是什么？就是抱怨。
But the first thing that happened to the Israelites is they try to complain.
所以我们的属灵的生命跟以色列人的属灵的经历是完全的符合。
The experiences of the Israelites and our experiences in our services are the same.
所以我们就知道这个 service 这个侍奉乃是建立这个品格。
So the services will build up the character.
这个律法乃是来纯洁我们的品格。
And the law tries to purify the character.
我们看到这里讲到这个律法乃是在我们的心里面的。
This law is within us.
这个律法不止是写在纸上的。
This law is not written in paper.
所以耶稣说心里面恨人跟伤人是一样的。
When the Lord said, when we hate people in our hearts, it's the same as killing people.
所以当我们把我们的性格拿到这个律法前比一比的时候，我们才发现我们的性格差得很远。
When we try to compare our character with the law, then we saw there is a big difference.
今天在新约时代，这个律法就是活在我们心里面的圣灵。
In the New Testament, the law is that spirit dwelling within us.
如果我们把我们的性格拿到圣灵的面前，圣灵就会来纯洁我们的性格。
If we bring our character before the Spirit, then the Spirit will try to purify our character.
我们不是没有这个性格。
It doesn't mean that we don't have the character.
我们的性格里面有掺杂。
In our character, there is kind of a mixture.
所以需要圣灵的纯洁。
We need the Spirit to purify.
我们的性格太幼小。
Our character is too small.
所以需要侍奉来建立。
We need the services to build up the character.
所以经过圣灵经过服事，我们的性格有一天可以长的。
Through the Spirit, through the services, then our character will be perfected.
当我们有这个属灵的性格的时候，
having a spiritual character,
才能够有属灵的价值。
Then we can have the spiritual value.
我们有的时候常常会想，为什么我们知道一件事，但是我们做出来的是另外一件事。
Many times we think that while I think of one thing, but what I do is a different item.
我们知道在地上我们所重视的不应该是今世的忧虑。
We know that we should not worry.
我们应该注重神的国和神的义。
We should pay attention to the righteousness and the kingdom of God.
在我们的理智上，在我们的头脑里面，我相信我们每一个人都清楚知道这一点。
We know we are very clear concerning this matter.
因为我们听过很多篇的讲道。
We already heard a lot of messages.
所以事实上我们了解在地上我们的价值在哪里。
And in our mind, we know what are our values.
但是我们来检查我们的行为的时候，
but when we try to check our living,
发现我们的行为跟我们的知识不相称。
Our ways of living is different from what we think.
那个原则在哪里？那个问题在哪里？因为我们没有那个属天的性格。
What is the problem? The problem is concerning the spiritual character.
我们有属天的知识。
We have the spiritual knowledge.
但是那个性格却不在我们的里面。
But our character is not within us.
如果没有那个性格，我们来要求这个价值的话，是非常困难的一件事。
Without the character, but asking for the spiritual values, it will be a hard job.
所以虽然我们知道我们不应该为今生的事情来忧虑。
We know that we should not worry for the things today.
但是我们还是为今生的事情忧虑。
But yet we still worry for the things today.
我们也不能够来责怪自己。
We cannot blame ourselves.
因为我们不能够要求一个没有一个人他没有那个属灵的性格却用属灵的价值来要求他。
Because we don't have the spiritual character, without having the spiritual character, we cannot require ourselves of spiritual value.
所以在这里我们也看见神常常对人的带领是从这个地方开始的。
So we see the Lord's leading always begins at the spiritual character.
为什么摩西要在旷野里面先牧羊40年？
Why should Moses be in the wilderness for 40 years taking care of the sheep?
40年建造一个属灵的性格。
In 40 years, the Lord is trying to build up a spiritual character.
为什么神要在雅各的身上花很多的时间？
How come the Lord always use a lot of time on Jacob?
因为雅各的里面还没有一个属天的性格。
Because in Jacob there is no spiritual character.
如果有了属天的性格的人才能够出来有属天的侍奉。
Okay, in having the spiritual character, then we can have spiritual services.
在旧约里面我们知道两个人，一个人是罗德，一个人是亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, we know two persons. One is Abraham, one is Lot.
我们知道罗德跟亚伯拉罕做不同的选择。
We know that Abraham and Lot have different choice.
一个人要往那个索多玛去。
One choose of going to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以这两个人有不同的价值观。
And they have two different values.
乃是因为他们有不同的性格。
It is all because they have two different characters.
所以今天我们所注重的我们所重视的乃是我们里面的那个性格。
So what we pay attention today is our spiritual character.
只有一个人里面有属天的性格，那个人才会产生属天的价值。
Having the spiritual character, then we bring forth the spiritual value.
只有一个人有这个属天价值的人，他活在那个天国里面才会觉得很舒服。
So having the spiritual values, then we can feel at ease in living in the kingdom.
如果我们的里面这个价值还没有建立起来。
If we still don't have the spiritual values within us,
活在这个天国里面就有两种的感觉。
So living in the kingdom, we will have different kind of feeling.
有的时候我们知道我们可以尝到在天国里面的喜乐。
We know that we can, in the kingdom we can taste of the spiritual joy.
但是有更多的时候我们心里面有许许多多的挣扎。
But many times in our heart, there are a lot of struggling within.
那个挣扎从哪里来的？
The struggle, where does the struggling came from?
那个挣扎从这个价值里面出来的。
The struggling came from the value.
有一个价值是我们认为重要的。
One of the values we feel it is important.
但有另外一个价值是我们不愿意放弃的。
Another values we don't want to drop behind.
所以这两个价值在我们里面就产生了挣扎。
So these two values struggle within us.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法来改变这件事。
We cannot change this thing.
除非我们里面的性格有所改变。
It's all because of the character within us.
我们里面那个性格突然有这样的认识。
If our character is such kind of learning,
我们那个性格是注重那个看不见的事。
Then our character will pay attention to the unseen thing.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗说：“你们不要顾念所见的，要是顾念所不见的。”
Paul said, "We should not take care of things that is seen, but we will take care of things that are unseen."
这是一个属天的性格。
This is the spiritual character.
我们需要有这个性格。
We should have this kind of a character.
才会活出这个价值。
In order to live out the spiritual value.
我们怎么样才能够得到这个性格呢？
How can we have this spiritual character?
是不是我们参加了退休会以后我们就有这样的性格？
Is it because after joining the conference, then we can have the spiritual character?
是不是我们以后每一天多读一点圣经，我们就会有这样的性格。
Or we read the Bible every day, then we can have the spiritual character.
那个道路乃是在这里。
The way is in here.
他说你们要祈求。
We should seek.
你们要祈求，要再祈求。
We should keep on seeking.
你们要叩门。
We should knock.
你们要寻找。
We should seek.
我们缺少什么性格？
We lack this kind of character.
我们要祈求神给我们这个性格。
We should seek the Lord, ask the Lord for this kind of a character.
我们来寻求神来得到这个性格。
We should seek the Lord, ask the Lord to have such character.
我们要来叩门来得到这个性格。
We should knock the door in order to gain such character.
在我们的服事的里面，我们常常觉得我们不够。
In our services, we feel we have not enough.
不管在任何一个侍奉的里面
，in the services.
如果我们真是在那里要好好侍奉神的时候
，If we really want to serve the Lord，
我们总有一个相同的感觉，是我们里面不够。
We feel always within us we are not enough，
我们就要祈求。
So we should seek，
我们就要祈求。
We should ask，
我们就要来叩门。
Which is not the door.
这活在天国里面的人乃是一个祈求的人。
And those who live in the kingdom is a person who asks.
乃是一个寻找的人。
Is a person who seeks.
乃是一个叩门的人。
Is a person who knocks the door.
这样一个一种人乃是在天国的里面被神所祝福的人。
So this kind of person is a person blessed by the Lord.
人要有里面感觉是贫穷，他才会来寻找。
If we feel that we are poor within us, then we try to seek.
人里面要感觉饥渴，他才会来叩门。
If we are hungry, then we start to knock the door.
所以求主来保守我们，也看顾我们，让我们里面呢有这样的一种光景。
May the Lord preserve us that we have such kind of a feeling yearning within.
因为主说寻找的就必寻见。
Those who ask shall find.
叩门的就必给你们开。
Those who knock the door, I will open the door for them.
只怕我们不寻找。就怕我们不寻找。
We are afraid that we do not ask.
就怕我们不叩门。
We are afraid that we do not seek.
如果
knock the door.
如果我们肯叩门的话，主总是会把最好的给我们。
If we knock the door, then the Lord will give us the best thing.
最后一段就讲到选择。
The last thing is concerning the choice.
这是给我们的一个警告。
This is kind of a warning.
这里讲到有一个宽的路。
It speaks concerning a broad way.
有一个大的门。
A big door.
那还有一个小的门。
And also a small door.
容易走在那个大的道路上。
It's easy for us to walk on the broad way.
因为走在大路上呢，是不要讲究这个品格的。
In walking this broad way, there is no need to speak concerning the character.
今天有一个很大的路在那里。
There is a big door in front of us.
什么人都可以去走。
Everybody can walk this way.
不要求你的品格。
There is no need for this character.
不管你里面品格怎么样，你都可以走。
No matter what kind of character you have, you can walk this way.
但是这条路不通过天国。
But this way doesn't go through the kingdom.
有一条路是窄路。
But there is a narrow way.
为什么说窄路呢？
Why we say it's a narrow way?
走在这条路上需要这个性格。
Because this narrow way, we need the character.
这里讲到有两种树。
We speak concerning two trees.
两种树是不一样的。
It's two different trees.
怎么不一样呢？是看它的果子是不一样的。
It is because the fruits are different.
为什么这两个树结不同的果子？
Why these two trees bear different kind of fruit?
因为它们有不同的性格。
Because they have different kind of character.
这里最后又讲到有两种不同的根基。
And there is considered two different kind of foundation.
一个人盖房子是盖在磐石的上面。
One who builds the house on a solid rock.
一个人盖房子是盖在沙子的上面。
One who builds the house on the sand.
什么叫做盖房子在磐石上？
What do you mean by saying building the house on the solid rock?
也是这个人里面有主的性格。
Because in him he has the Lord's character.
性格就是生命。
Character is the life.
我们常常讲我们要有属灵的生命。
We say, always say that we need the spiritual life.
什么是属灵的生命？
What is the spiritual life?
就是这些属灵的性格。
This is the spiritual character.
所以一个人的追求不建立在生命的基础上。
If this person doesn't build himself on the spiritual character,
就好像盖房子盖在沙子上。
It's like a person building his house on the sand.
没有人盖房子会盖在沙子上。
No man wants to build his house on the sand.
除非你是盖一个沙房。
Sandcastle.、Sorry.
同样的，我们在属灵的道路上
，in the spiritual way，
我们要注意一件事情，乃是要建造这个属灵的房子在磐石上。
We should pay attention that we should build our house on the solid rock.
凡是听了主的话去行的人，就是把这个房子盖在磐石上。
Those who keep His word.He's building his house on the solid rock.
如果凡是听了主的话而不去行的人
，those who hear the Lord's word and
do not 就是把这个房子盖在沙土上
，are those persons who build his house on the sand.
一个房子在沙土上跟一个房子在磐石上，在外表上看是没有不同的。
A house built on the solid rock and a house built on the sand outwardly is not recognizable.
因为盖在沙土上比较容易。所以这个盖在沙土上的房子可能盖得还更快一点。
To build the house on the sand is easy to build.
所以在外面我们看见两个房子我们看不出它的差别。
Upon seeing these two houses, we cannot see the difference outwardly.
同样我们属灵的情形也是一样。我们来聚会我们在教会里面每次来聚会我们也看不出来谁是在磐石上谁是在沙土上。
The same principle, when we come to the meeting, it's hard to find out who is the person who built his house upon the sand and who are those built upon the rock?
但是当那个风雨来的时候，就我们就看出来。
But when the wind came, then we see the difference.
当那个困难的环境来的时候，我们就看出来。
When the problem came, then we see the difference.
当那个仇敌攻击我们的时候，我们就看见出来。
Then when the enemy tries to attack us, then we see the difference.
当我们环境变化的时候，就看出来。
When there is a turn of events or situation, then we see the difference.
就算是在我们有生的年日都没有机会，我们都一生都是很顺利。
Let's say that if our whole lifetime there is no problem.
所以我们从来没有显出来我们的房子是盖在沙子上。
It cannot be reflected on whether our house is built on the sand or not.
那有一天我们还是要到主的面。
But one day we will still come before the Lord.
到那一天，那个在沙土上还是要显现出来。
Then those who build his house upon the sand will be manifested.
因为到那一天，所有的工程都是要经过火的试验。
Because one day when the Lord comes back, all will pass through fire.
所以感谢主在夏令会的里面，我们的弟兄给我们交通到怎么样活在这个天国的里面。
Praise the Lord in the conference, our brothers speak to us concerning how should we live in the kingdom.
从下个礼拜开始，我们希望能够按照这个顺序来交通。
Beginning next week, we will try to use this.Outline to fellowship.
每一个主日我们交通一个题目。
Every week we speak on one topic.
最重要的不是在我们的知识的上面了解怎么样活在天国的里面。
How should we live in the kingdom.
但是在我们的里面产生一个寻求的心。
Rather in our heart there should bear out a kind of a yearning.
在我们里面发出一个祈求。
In us we should have such kind of a seeking heart.
在我们的生活里面，我们常常的叩门。
In our living, we should always knock at the door.
这样，我们就能够进入圣经里面的话。
Then we can enter into the word in the Bible.
我们就可以经历圣经里面的话。
Then we can experience the word in the Bible.
让我们的个性，让我们的性格能够长大。
Causing our character to be built up.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.